The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, a senior advisor to healthcare.com, and an all-around really usually reliable person that you can get answers from. And today, my friends, we are discussing... What are we discussing? We're discussing open enrollment. Is that right?
Open enrollment for Medicare, which rolls around every year. It's underway already. You have until December 7th to make your Medicare decisions, not December 8th. That's a real hard deadline.
Do they pick Pearl Harbor Day on purpose? I bet they do.
I'm not sure about that one, but anyway, it is December 7th. So, and there is a lot that's new this year that sort of contradicts some of the advice I've given you in the past because things are changing. And I've always said, Jill, you know, I've always said this is a hellish period. Well, now it's become a real snake pit. So the advice is changing and it's getting more difficult to get good advice. You certainly need that advice to sort this out. So I turned to my friend Greg Geddes at BGA Insurance, and he pointed out a number of things that I'm going to pass on to you. Keep a pencil handy, because at the end of this, I'm going to tell you how to get a telephone number that you can call that's new. So look, with original Medicare from the government, I always recommend it as very generous Plan G. I'm not so sure that's the best plan any longer, okay? Also, I used to very strongly urge original Medicare over Advantage plans, which come from private insurers. I'm not so sure about that now because Advantage plans are getting better. So anyway, let's start with the snake pit quality that we're here. Now, you know, when you go on Amazon – you know, to buy a pair of shoes or to look around for shoes. The next thing you know, you're bombarded with all kinds of advertising to buy a suit, buy a tie, buy, you know, something, buy socks to go with those shoes. Okay, it's very annoying. And that is now happening in this Medicare field. If you go on and get information on the internet, you're looking for what these plans cover and so on. Well, the next thing you know, that information ends up in a call center in Texas or elsewhere. This is exactly what happened to me this week, Jill. I was searching around to do the research for this announcement, this broadcast, and I entered some personal information to get more information. And guess what? Companies capture that, including my telephone number, and then they sell it to insurers like e-insurance. It's just one example. And then next thing you know, you can get up to 50 phone calls from all over the country. I mean, I got seven from Austin alone. One outfit in Austin just kept calling me and calling me. The problem is in these call centers and buying your information like that, they're not the best trained agents at all. This is just part work for them. So you're not going to get the best advice, and you have to – and I continue to say, Jill, look, as difficult it is, and it's getting more difficult to shop around, if you devote – now I would say not just 1 hour but really about 2 hours. But if you devote those 2 hours, in most cases, you will save money on your health insurance and you will get better coverage. So it's a good idea to do it, and I'm going to help you pretty soon, give you a telephone number where you can call, where you can talk to really knowledgeable people who can walk you through all this. So look, let's get back to basics, Jill. I tell you every year, original Medicare is far from free. And guess what? Prices have gone up again. So Part A hospital plan. Right, your hospital coverage now comes with a deductible all-time high of nearly $1,500. That's the deductible out of pocket before you, before the government starts paying your bills. Part B, let's see a doctor, that's now over $200 deductible, $217. Part B premium, right, to see your doctors, that's just under about $160. You need a supplemental plan with original Medicare. That advice still holds. The government pays 80% under Medicare, but that's 20% to you that you have to cover. So you need a supplemental plan to cover that 20%. Guess what? It's going to cost you another $200 a month. And you need a drug plan. That's called Part D. Okay. And guess what? That comes with a premium also. It's about a, it's about another 40. So
what is that? What does that add up to? Just broadly.
It adds up to $400 a month. Okay. Now compare that to Advantage plans. Now these from private insurance like Humana, Aetna, Blue Cross. I mean, you see the advertisements on TV, you know who they are. Many of them have zero premiums in many cases. Now, how can they afford that? Well, turns out taxpayers supplement these private insurers very generously. They're making money hand over fist with these Advantage plans. But in the end, hey, it's zero premiums to you in many cases or a very low one. And Advantage plans come with dental coverage, vision, and hearing, which you don't get in original Medicare yet. So, look, there's no wonder that Advantage plans now account for 42% of all Medicare plans, and that number goes up every year. What's the downside? With original Medicare, you can see doctors and hospitals all over the country. 90% of the doctors and hospitals and even more of the hospitals are accept Medicare. Okay, don't believe those headlines you see. So you got this tremendous network of doctors you can turn to if you really get sick. But okay, with an Advantage plan, in some cases, these are very small network of providers. They got to do something to cut their costs, right? Because they're not taking any money from you up front. Maybe it's the only doctors in your county. There's no cancer center at all. But here's what's new. Those narrow networks, that's changing in some Advantage plans. So you got to shop around and you got to get good advice about this. But if you're looking at Advantage plans, you could find some plans in some parts of the country from Blue Cross, for example. Now, you want a PPO plan, not an HMO with a narrow network. You want a PPO, which in many cases means if you go out of network, out of the network of doctors, you have to pay a higher copay. But with a Blue Cross plan, you'll see doctors in Blue Cross all around the country. So now, not such a narrow network. There's another company called Clover, just for example. They have a PPA that has the same copay whether you see a doctor in the network or you go outside for a doctor. Now, that's a tremendous benefit. Plus, this Clover plan has a maximum out-of-pocket for your cost to doctors, not a penny more than $3,500. That compares to about $7,500 with original Medicare. So, hey, if you can find an Advantage plan like that where you've got doctors around the country that you can see at the same copay or just slightly more, and you've got this out-of-pocket maximum, hey, then in that Advantage plan, and remember, you're still getting, you know, hospital, you're getting your dental and your vision and so on. So you got to shop carefully, but their plans are out there now. So, Jill, what do you think of that development?
I think it's important to emphasize what people should look for so they don't get – sorry, apologies in advance for this undiplomatic word, scammed, because no. This is the first time that – I don't know if it's the first time, but it sounds to me like this is close on the first time you've recommended actually investigating that.
You bet your life. You bet your life. I have been an original Medicare guy forever, and I've said these Advantage plans are close to scams.
Right.
But now I'm not saying all Advantage plans. That's the trick here.
I know.
I'm
and so then
some, if you get a PPO and you ask careful questions about copay and where the doctor network extends with a Blue Cross plan, you may find a Blue Cross plan that I'm outlining here that actually, you know what, might be better than original Medicare. So you got to do your shopping.
And how do you know who to talk to? Sorry to interject.
It's very difficult. That's difficult. You know, it's almost word of mouth. It's almost word of mouth, but I'm going to give you the name of this BGA insurance where you can turn, but we'll get to that in a minute. So let's assume that you pick Original Medicare, you stay with them. Okay, then the question is, you know, what doctor and hospital coverage do you get? Now, here's, again, advice that is changing. In the past, I've said, you know, look at the debate was between Plan F and Plan G. These are the most generous plans that for covering your 80%, right? Now, with either of these plans, F or G, there's no copay for a doctor. There's no lifetime limit on how much your bills can be. They're all covered. ER is covered at no cost, urgent care, ambulance, and you get 1 year of hospitalization after that deductible. Of course, you don't get dental, vision, and hearing yet, but Biden's working on that. Maybe even that's going to be added, but it isn't yet. So with Plan F, it pays for your Part B doctor deductible. That's an extra $200. Plan G doesn't cover the $200, so that's out of pocket if you're in Plan G. And the trick became the government ended Plan F, this very generous one, for new people to Medicare. So if you're new to Medicare, you can't get Plan F. So you know what I did a couple of years ago, Jill? I switched to Plan G because I figured, okay, no new people going into Plan F. That pool is going to get older. They're going to get sicker. Those premiums are going to go up. I'm going to get a step ahead. And I pass that advice on to you. Well, guess what? Not so fast. Because now, if you – and by the way, if you switch like I did, if you enrolled in F before 2020, you can go back to F. But here's the catch. They now want to know what your medical history is. So you actually can be turned away. But if you're not turned away, that pool is not going to get sicker and older. That pool is pretty stable. So if you can get back into F, your history, your medical history is pretty good. You get back into F, that may be your best bet. So anyway, either F or G, but I would say if you can get back into F, go with F. Now, here's another thing, Jill. I look at this and I shake my head. These prices vary like crazy. I mean, these premiums let's say Plan F, they can range from – here's one example. From Empire, it was $307 a month. And Mutual of Omaha was $517. That's for F. For G, same kind of difference. It was from $270 to $400 for Mutual of Omaha for the exact same benefits, exact same benefits. So what's going on there? Brands can add dollars to it. The pool that obviously that Empire has somehow is a better pool than Mutual of Omaha. Again, you gotta sit with an agent or get on the phone with an agent and go through this very carefully. Another question I've always had in my mind is how much are these agents making on Advantage plans, and is that why they're pushing them? So this is the first time I've been able to add this piece of information to you. On a supplemental plan, that agent is making about 20% of the annual premium. So if you got about a $2,000 premium on a supplemental plan, the agent is making $400 for the next 6 years, all right? On a Part D plan, that agent is making $40 if you renew, and that's for life, $40 if you switch from one plan to another, and about $80 if you're new to it. So if you renew, it's $40 to the agent, but if you're new to it, it's $80. Now, Advantage actually pays the agent more upfront. If you are new to Advantage, okay, or if you're switching over from Original Medicare, that agent makes $700 and then $350 a year for as long as the plan goes for life. So it's fairly close between Advantage plans for sure, okay? But up front, if you're talking to an agent and the agent is pushing Advantage plans hard on you, Well, they're getting more money doing if they sell you an Advantage plan than they would if it's original Medicare. So be careful if you feel you're getting really pushed to buy an Advantage plan. All right.
You've got a minute and a half.
And so in a minute and a half, I'm going to tell you where to turn.
Okay.
Got that pencil handy?
All right.
I use the company year after year, and I'm not going to mention the company again because I called them up. And I'm going to use them again because they have my medical history and whatnot, and I know they're good. But here's the problem. They're swamped, or maybe they cut back on agents. I'm not sure what the problem is. I will not be able to talk to an agent until the day after Thanksgiving. Okay? That's really late. Remember that December 7th deadline? All right. I'm going to do it. Don't you do it. All right? Give yourself more time. So here's where to turn. Call BGA Insurance. That's at 855-494-0097. I'm going to repeat it. 855-494-0097. Tell them you heard about BGA on Robinhood Radio, and my friend Greg Geddes will put you in very good hands. This is no call center, people. These are real pros. They're nonpartisan. They don't have any way of sticking one way or another. They're going to give it to you right down the middle. 855-494-0097. Robinhood Radio sent you.
That should do it. Thank you, Frank. Good timing. The healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.